Well, it's really good to be in home ground this evening, both myself and Michelle. I was looking for her earlier and I couldn't find her. I was going to sit up here, but she's there, I think. Isn't she there? Oh, she's there. She's down there. That's why I couldn't see her. She always says, you know, you should wear your glasses so that you could see me. But I have my glasses here because I have a little overhead to use this evening. And I trust I'll go okay, Jonathan, from the back there. But it is really good to be here to speak about a wonderful work, a great work, but most importantly, a work of the Lord in the city of Belfast. There's a little scripture verse that I'm going to just read first of all, and you'll see it there. It is a very familiar verse to us all, and I can't see it, even with my glasses, but you can read it there for yourself. In Romans 10, I read it from this Bible I have here, Romans 10, 13 to 15. Romans 10. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? And again, that reminds us very much of the work of any mission and in any context of mission. Because it is the Lord God, ultimately, that sends the people of his choice to do the work for him. And the Lord God is the center of all things. The mission has been going now for 192 years of urban evangelism. And you can see there, over the years, how probably things have changed. And when you go to the next slide, you will see various meetings taking place there. And you can see a difference. We have the staff of 2019. And I'm sure you've looked at this photo in the current report. Unfortunately, there's two men missing there, and one is Stanley. And one is George Lunn. But again, there we have the mission staff of 2019. There's two retired men there as well. Because we still keep in contact with those men. And indeed, those men are still involved greatly with the mission, joining with us many Friday mornings. And it's good that they still have an interest in what is going on. North, south, east, and west of the city. And I thought I would just give you a little photograph of all the various halls. In the north there is Ballysillan and Glencairn. And then also in the north there is Shore Road Hall and Fairview Road Hall as well, which is kind of more in the outskirts of the north of the city, more around that Newton Abbey area there. Also on Mount Collier Hall in the north, and also Rathkill Hall, which is in the Newton Abbey area, also in the greater Belfast area. And then we go to the south of the city. We have Kilburn Street Hall, which is remains a wooden structure there. And indeed, that hall has been there 91 years in Kilburn Street. And then we have Sandy Row Hall there in the south of the city also. And then two others in the south. We have Great Northern Street. Can't show you the outside of that, because when you go to the hall in Great Northern Street, it's nearly like a shop front there. And again, there is a little meeting taking place there within Great Northern Street. And then we have, as you know very, very well, Kimberley Street, which is called the Bridge. And I'm sure you've heard a lot about that this morning. Then we go to the east of the city. We have Canton Street Hall. And when we think of Canton Street doesn't really exist. It is in the Willowfield area of Belfast in the east of the city. But there that hall stands in the midst, in the centre of a housing development there in Canton Street. And then we have Bloomfield Drive as well in the east of the city. And then two others in the east of the city. We have Island Street Hall, which is off kind of D Street area around the docks area of the city there in the east. And then we have Ballybean Hall, which is practically near Dundonald area in the greater Belfast area there. Then we go to the west of the city, and we have Mayo Street Hall, which we have Paul and Lorraine McCall who work in that hall. And then we have Jersey Street Hall there as well, just around the Shankill area of Belfast there. I just thought it would be good to just give you a picture of some of these halls. But the thrust of the work is taking the gospel message, first and foremost, to the doorstep. The next slide, Jonathan, thank you. And also to the city centre. Door-to-door work is as much important today as it was those many, many years ago. You know, some people would say those door-to-door visits are ending, but let me say that it is vital that we go and we engage with the people. As in previous years, there have been many tracts and literature have been delivered and handed out, and many conversations have taken place right on the doorstep there. And even great opportunities have been afforded to even pray for pressing situations in people's lives and on the doorstep there. And again, it is only there you find out the situations that people find themselves in. And it's vital, a vital engagement. And that this proves fruitful many times, as we find that many of those people would start to come to the mission halls. And again, it is encouraging when we see this, because again, you have engaged with them and they feel that you care for them. You have a love for them. And again, we see great results in that. Also, during many times, we have special gospel outreaches that take place from time to time. And there has been 7 different special gospel outreaches that have taken place over this past year in Mayo Street, and this is the one here in Mayo Street, and also in the Shore Road, and Canton Street, and Ballysillan, and Glencairn, and Fairview Road, and also in Great Northern Street. And as a result of these special mission outreaches, there have been many conversions that have taken place within them. One encouraging aspect of the mission in Ballysillan in October was to see people who had come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ previously, in the previous year, standing up and giving their testimony of how the Lord Jesus came into their lives. And you see, this, once again, is a vital aspect, because when these people come to faith within their particular estates where they live, then they become that witness in the middle of that estate. And they become the disciple makers. Especially Ballysillan, for myself, I worked there for 7.5 years. And it was really encouraging when Andy Williamson, there the missionary, comes and he tells me of people who have come to faith in recent times that I worked alongside. And you see, yes, it reminds me of what I was doing there. I was spreading the seed of the gospel. And yes, the fruit is now coming to the fore in that. And it's really encouraging to hear that. Just on Friday, he was able to tell me about another person who came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, whom I knew very well, and I prayed with many times, and had conversations with many times. And he has come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Lord is continuing to work by his Spirit among the people. We also continue to work among children and young people throughout. We have Boys Brigade still run in Rathcoole and Shore Road and Ballybean. And there is a Boys for Christ group in Glencairn. There's Girls Brigade in Rathcoole and Ballybean and Fairview Road and Glencairn also. There's a little photograph of the Anchor Boys in Ballybean. And they are the company section in Ballybean also. One great thing about the Boys Brigade and the Girls Brigade is it brings discipline. And it teaches these young people about discipline and also a wonderful avenue of bringing the gospel message to them as well. And many times in these Boys Brigade and Girls Brigade, they have camps in the summertime, and they would go away. And out of those camps, it is really encouraging to hear about young people coming to faith through those particular camps that are held during the summertime. Another great aspect of the work among the young people have been with mothers and tots. And there's mums and young ones there in Mayo Street. And that is just outside Woodvale Park there, where Paul and Lorraine would work in Mayo Street. Mothers and Tots are also held in Rathcoole, Ballysillan, and also in Bloomfield Drive. There's another little picture of some activity of mums and young ones there in Mayo Street. I think this is a novel idea of calling it mums and young ones, and I give credit to Paul for that. Taking the word male and calling it mums and young ones. It's a real novel idea he had. Also, there are Children's Day services that take place from time to time. There is one in Mayo Street there again, and also in Island Street. And it's good there when you look at that one in Island Street of the children taking part and being interested to do that also. There are youth fellowship groups that happen in Ballybean and Rathcoole also. And then you can see an outing there that some of them have been on. But also during the summer, it is a great time for activities among the children and young people. And there you see some activity there, I think, in Ballysillan, and a holiday Bible club going on there. But also, the next slide will show you something that Derek, I see Derek, I think, is here this evening, that Andy Williamson joined along with Derek of Ambassadors Football. And there you can see the young people there in the Ballysillan playing fields. And the wonderful thing about this is that the gospel message is given to the young people there, as well as enjoying the football aspect too. I know that Andy said while a lot of these talks were going on, there were some adults that were heading to their football, and again they stopped to listen intently to what was going on. And these camps are a great way of engaging with the parents of the young people, but also the dads of the young people as well through the football. The next slide will show you as one maybe that you've already seen many times, end of camp mini football tournament that was held there, and the World Cup was held aloft there in the Ballysillan playing fields. Another holiday Bible club, in the next slide you will see, is in Island Street, and then they had a theme of King David there. And you can see a wonderful number of young people gathered in there to the hall in Island Street. Again, in the next slide, we have Summer Kids Club in Mayo Street. And I know this is a great success for Paul and Lorraine. You can see Lorraine there. She is taking the young children, and obviously they're talking and learning about the Lord Jesus. Parents and children, open evening is held there in Mayo Street too during this period. And once again, it is wonderful to get the parents to come in and see what has been going on during the week. Paul told a story just recently of how there was a gentleman from the Shankill who asked him to step outside. And obviously Paul thought, well, what's he going to say to me? Is he going to say something that I've done wrong? Or is he going to put a gun on my head or something like that there? But obviously he began to ask Paul, and he said to Paul, you know, why do you do this? Why do you do this? And Paul just turned around and he showed him at the back of his T-shirt. Simply because, Paul says, he first loved us, we love. And you see, that is the message. The love of Christ in taking these things and having these events for the people. And that gentleman just reached into his pocket and he gave Paul a wonderful donation towards the work that he was doing among the children there. Again, this man wasn't a churchgoer, but again, he appreciated what Paul was doing there in the Mayo Street area. There's also another picture of Glencairn Hall and their holiday Bible club is the next one there. And you can see the children enjoying that too. Sometimes in the next slide, we will get help from various congregations and churches would send people. And we have a group here from Terrace Row. I know Stanley and them and Willie had them from Terrace Row Presbyterian Church helping out at their Bible club. And I know some from Brookside here and Trinity have been up as well helping. And it's good to partner in this work and to know and to see what is going on within them. And then the next slide, you will see a group of children there from Kimberley Street in the Bridge area. And you know, as I say, a lot of what goes on in that particular hall. Special outreaches in communities that happen. One in particular happens in Island Street every 11th of July evening. And you can see a lot of bouncy castles and various things and various activities going on. The next slide, you will see something that happens maybe at all of these things. There's face painting that happened and the children come. And many people in the next slide from the various community comes and they enjoy that particular evening. And the reason why the parents love this evening and the people of the community love it because it's in a safe environment. And it takes their children away from thinking of going down the Newtonards Road to other bonfires that may be happening. And up to at least 300 would maybe gather at that community event at the 11th of July. There's another in the next picture we will see in Rathcoole. There was a community fun day held as well, and you can see that Spider-Man came and had his day there too. But all of these things are all engaging with people. And again, showing that we care for them and we love them in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Glencairn Hall, there is an annual Christmas tree lighting event. And I know it took place there just last Thursday evening. And again, there will be up to 300, nearly 400 that will gather from the community to that tree lighting event that George has very annually now. He has this tree outside, and it's up on the hill, and people can see it from far. And again, it is a wonderful opportunity for George to get the true message of the Christmas season over to the people. Another Christmas fun evening happened in Canton Street. In the next slide, you will see that's Glencairn. Again, to the next slide, Jonathan. Thank you. And there's Canton Street, and they had a wee Christmas grotto outside the hall there. And then the parents and the children were in for some refreshments afterwards. And again, in the next slide, the annual Christmas appeal starts tomorrow. And again, this is wonderful that we have different toys and produce that are donated by churches and organizations and individuals each year. And I know Brookside is greatly involved in that. And we're indebted again to all of these gifts that are donated generously from the people of the congregations and organizations. It's a busy time up there in Glencairn. And here we have Ivan Patterson, one of our missionaries, and the missionary actually in Great Northern Street, collecting some gifts for the Christmas appeal there. The next slide, you will see another one. He's getting all his stuff into his vehicle there, alongside his wife, Belle. Another aspect is in the community, and the next slide you will see is Canton Street again. And this is a community clean-up day that is taking place around the area. And obviously the missionary there, Michael Waddell, is involved in that. And you can see all the brushes and all the different things. And again, this is showing that we care. We care for the area. We care for the community. And we need to get involved in all of these different things that are happening. The next slide we will show you is homework clubs and English classes. You will see, I think this is one here, is actually in Kimberley Street in the bridge. And homework clubs will happen in other halls as well. And again, it's wonderful just to engage with the children. And also with the English classes are very much to the fore, as I'm sure you have heard, in Kimberley Street and there where Stanley and Willie are involved. The next slide we'll show here is special seasonal services that would happen throughout the year. Easter Sunday. There is an Easter Sunday dawn service in Island Street here. That takes place. And Remembrance Sunday service also in Island Street. And also Harvest Thanksgiving services in the next slide, Jonathan. It's wonderful just to bring the harvest to the city and engage through that as well. Another Harvest Thanksgiving aspect there in Mayo Street and all the other halls at harvest time, these services would take place. In the next slide, we have activities that happen among the ladies and also men's groups as well. We have a banner making group there in Ballybean, Again, this brings the ladies together, and they enjoy making these banners also. And then there's craft activities that happen in many of the halls with the ladies. And another aspect of ladies meeting together has been recently in Glencairn. George has started a ladies' tea fellowship group where they come for tea and they chat and they conversate with each other and bring the message there also. There's another slide, is the Rathcoole. There's Rathcoole. There was a Rathcoole Special Ladies' Day event. And you can see all the ladies gathered together there and doing little crafts as well. A wonderful way of getting fellowship among each other. Outings take place from time to time as well. In the next slide, you will see Glencairn Hall there and the ladies' fellowship outings. Ladies love outings. They love to get away, and they're having their fish and chips there. I think they're in some of the parks around the city. Another aspect is Shore Road. In the next slide there, you will see ladies visiting the RUC Memorial Garden there, not too far away from the city of Belfast. Men's groups take place as well. We have a bowling fellowship there among the folks in Ballysillan. That was just started recently by Andy there. They got a lot of men together and they play bowls together. And obviously here you can see them. They must have been playing a competition for the best bowler. We don't know who the best bowler there was. There's four of them there. But again, I think it's the one that's holding up the trophy has won that particular thing. But all of these events and all of these different activities, you can see one theme running through them, and that is engaging with people and using different methods to do that. Yes, sometimes we're very reluctant to maybe step outside the boundary and do these things, but we have to use whatever means there is. And once you engage with them, and once you show that love of Christ, and you have an opportunity then to speak to them about their own life and where they are, and you can bring them under the gospel message as well. But one thing that is important in all of this work, and that is prayer. Prayer is important because prayer unlocks the key. And again, we cannot carry this work through without the prayers of the people in the background. And again, this is something that we are indebted to churches like Brookside and Trinity and First O'Hochel and many other churches who gather together and they pray for us continually in this work. But it also, to carry out the work of the Belfast City Mission, it relies upon most especially the Lord, as I've said, prayerful support, auxiliary gifts as well. And I want to say thank you to John, who looks after the auxiliary here, John Montgomery, for his work in administrating the auxiliary here. We have about at least 40 five other auxiliaries still about the whole of the Northern Ireland. And again, we're indebted to those auxiliary gifts that come in. But also there are individual faithful donors and subscribers who give generously to the work. And then we have anonymous gifts that come in, people who just feel led to give financially to the work. And then we have legacies. People leave sometimes legacies to us. And they are vital in keeping the work going. But also, again, churches and organizations. We have our website, as other organizations do. Visit the website sometime, and you will find there a little history of each of the halls. and over the years who was involved in the, as missionaries within those halls. And then we have email. If you want to email us a little encouragement or anything like that, just use the info at BelfastCityMission.com. All of, as I say, all of these things go on. And I want to just leave you just with this as I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and then I will end. In Paul, where Paul talks, where he says, "When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power." And you see, that underlines it all. It is God's power in all of this work. And it is the Holy Spirit of God that works in people's lives, in and through them. And again, yes, many times you're in fear and trembling. You don't know what you're going to expect from day to day. But we know we have a God who goes before us at all times. And he will be the one who will receive all the glory and honor. It's not us. It is God. And it's God's work. And again, this is where our faith must be built upon. It must be built upon him and in him alone. And this is what the Belfast City Mission will continue to do in God's strength. And we will continue to bring that message to the people, where they are, and whatever situation they find themselves in. And we give God all the glory and the honor, for he alone is worthy.